Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so thanks for coming back to my channel. Anyway, so this video is about Angela Rayner and her tax affairs. So it goes on and on. Now the Conservatives have a strategy to try and find, obviously, something wrong with the Labour Party, this opposition research, feed it to the media and run with it. It was fairly successfully done over Beergate. Keir Starmer did so. Keir break the lockdown rules. This is the time as there was the Boris Johnson's a lockdown party where he was ambushed with a cake, blah blah blah. So the police found there was no case to answer that. There, I don't find the remember the particulars of Keir Starmer's beer during a campaigning event, but now Angela Rayner, to do with her tax affairs, don't really want to rehash it. Living in a council house, had the right to buy an evil Thatcherite policy, but she still exercised that right. Now, if she's a true socialist, believing in public ownership, she shouldn't own that. But she's a rapacious, acquisitive capitalist like Sir Keir Starmer, who owns over £10 million worth of property. I think he's a rentier as well. So there he is, a multimillionaire, man of the people. He doesn't give a penny away to the poor, but he's going to give your money away to causes he believes in, like arts grants or more trans courses or whatever. So coming back to Angela Rayner, buying that at a 25% discount because she was a sitting tenant, and then reselling it several years later for a profit of over £48,000, claiming it was a principal or only residence because that was a domicile, avoiding capital gains tax on it. Now, she's contradicted herself because she gave one address for the purposes of tax and a different address for electoral purposes and where her children were living. So I don't know when she was lying, but she's definitely lying one of these times. Now, I admit these are grey areas. It's a bit confusing. A lot of people live between two or more addresses. So what she did was not a hanging offence. The police investigated, initially decided that there didn't need to be followed up any further. There was that James Daly Conservative MP complained again, and there was some prima facie evidence. So there seems to be some sort of substantial case against her. She's a long way from being found guilty of anything. The police could still close it and say, no, no action is going to be taken here. Or indeed, they could charge with a crime. The Crown Prosecution Service could drop that prosecution. She might be found not guilty, even if they pursue it. But it could be a nulla prosequi order. I think it improbable that that would be issued by the Attorney General. But even if she's found guilty, she's going to get a slap on the wrist because the capital gains tax she avoided would have been of the order, or evaded, I should say, of the order of £1,500. But that's simply because it's a cheap property. Before she went into politics, she never earned very much money. She was a care home worker and so on. I mean, there's no shame in that. I'm in a low-paid occupation myself. And obviously, society cannot function without people being in badly paid lines of work. But she was in that not out of any sort of sense of public service, but simply because she's had almost no qualifications and couldn't do anything higher up. But it's staggering that somebody who's such an underachiever should be Labour's next Deputy Prime Minister. I mean, look at even Oliver Dowden, and I deprecate him, who's just been a political backroom boy before he went into politics, never did anything else. But all right, you know, he read law at Cambridge, didn't get it first. So there's no doubting his intellect, whereas Angela Rayner, you know, can scarcely string two sentences together or a sentence together. Come on, well, maybe I'm underrating it there. Put any words together and speaking so ungrammatically. But that's found to be reassuring by old Labour voters, actually calling herself John Prescott in a skirt. Now, isn't that rather stereotyping to say that women wear skirts? Is she a woman? I don't know. Which gender is she channeling today? I wouldn't want to dare run the risk of misgendering her. Obviously, it's trans people who are misgendering themselves by lying about their gender. And she's one of those who pretends that gender does not relate to any biological phenomenon or you know, organs. So back to her, she was an attack dog for Labour against people like Akshata Murthy, and there was never any suggestion from even Miss Murthy's worst enemies that what she did was unlawful. What she did was entirely within her legal rights, but some people felt it was immoral about having this non-domicile tax status, which she has changed since. Anyway, so Angela Rayner says if she's found to have broken the law, she may leave politics. So that would obviously be a bit discomforting for Labour. I don't think it'll have much effect or almost any effect on their poll ratings, even though she's one of the prominent members of the Labour front bench team, and actually might make life slightly easier for Starmer, have someone who's cut from the same cloth as him. He's always found her a bit indisciplined, a bit difficult to work with. Remember, the deputy leader is elected separately from the leader. You could be against Keir Starmer for the leadership, but for Angela Rayner or vice versa. So it's not all been plain sailing. She's liable to shoot her mouth off. Anyway, she's always hiding behind her class, claiming this is class prejudice and nonsense like that. claiming that she's a victim of misogyny and absolute nonsense like that when she was doing her Sharon Stone trick, which she accidentally boasted about and laughed about and said in front of several MPs a few years ago, supposedly trying to discomfort Boris Johnson by crossing and uncrossing her legs, using her sex appeal to discombobulate him. So HMRC, that's His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, as in they're in charge of tax, what they want is money. And so they would want whatever she owes them, if she owes them anything at all, plus a big fine because of late payment. And people are rarely prosecuted for tax evasion of this level. There's also the thing about breaking electoral law about her addresses and where she had her children registered for school, that I'm not sure. That tax advice, if it really puts her in the clear, publish it. She's called upon the Conservatives to do the same, admittedly to do with a much larger amount of money, but the principle is exactly the same. You'd have to be a pervert to enjoy paying tax. But as they're the party of high tax, they've got to lead by example. As I think tax is such a wonderful thing and we should all be paying more tax. Okay, they pretended that they don't believe that. They've got to be whiter than white and purer than pure, as Tony Blair would say. Is that expression racialist? I sincerely hope not. Whiter than white. So she might be out of politics, but I think it unlikely. So there's a lot of sympathy for her. So she's very partisan, calling the Conservatives Tories scum and so on. So a lot of Labour people like her. She comes from an identifiably working class background. She's got a good sob story to tell her about her upbringing and things like that. Her situation was complicated because of this blended family, having her son with her ex-boyfriend who was living wherever, was in his teens by the time she was purchasing that council house, and then meeting this new man whom she married, had two children with him, and going back between the two houses, sharing custody of her teenage son. So that's why it's not as straightforward as you might think. But this is at very least a clerical error. But surely a solicitor would have set her right. So it doesn't look good that she's failed to publish that advice and that Sir Keir hasn't even seen it. But he says his team is. Anyway, they're trying to minimize it to move the media narrative on. They don't want people to dwell on this. Even if people are convicted of multi-million pound tax evasion and jailed, the sentences are short. It's several years and get out of half the time. I would eat my hat if she went and spent a single day in jail. Okay, if she's found guilty of something, it will be a big fine, a suspended sentence at worst. Anyway, so Angela Rayner might be out. Obviously, the Conservatives are loving it, but it's not shifting the dial one millimeter. No matter what Rishi Sunak does, despite some somewhat rosy economic growth, getting national insurance down, any movement. No, there's no movement in the polls. So Labour seems to be almost impervious to this. But the big question is, who would be the next deputy leader of Labour if she's gone? Rachel Reeves, Wes Streeting, David Lammy, any of these people? I think David Lammy, who's been there for a long time, since 2000. Obviously, he's their shadow foreign secretary. And they've never had, they had Lisa Nandy before, but a black man as their deputy leader. I'm sure they think that would go down very well with the BLM people. Anyway, what do you think about Angela Rayner? Has she done something wrong? Is this an honest mistake or is this tax evasion? So thank you for your comments. Thanks for watching. Thank you for donation on PayPal today. I shan't say who you were, someone in the USA. Anyway, so if you want to follow, subscribe on Patreon, that's a great idea. Please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.